The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The voice of the people. News Talk 710. Get up, get at it, and get it done with Peter Boyles on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Morning, everybody. It is 7 a.m. straight up on a Tuesday morning, 26 January 2021. Good old 710 KNUS. Got snow in the city, all predictable. And tomorrow, Wednesday, it says sunny 43, Thursday 53. A couple of quick things. I have some, someone said, well-deserved. Yeah, right, time off. I get like a week, and I'm going to Florida to see a bunch of my friends. What's interesting is the last time I went, and we were talking to my daughter about this, I went to Sturgis. Troy Terranova and I went. It was like the four-day run to Sturgis on the motorcycles. Before that, I think it was Sturgis the last time. So, it's been... What do they do? We're calling a timeout on the field. It's been a rough and tumble couple of months, but a lot is taking place right now as we speak. Young reporter from Westward coming up about the Dominion daily threats were taking place here, and the lawsuits have begun. And I was looking for a jacket to give this morning, which I try and find themes for the shows, and it doesn't always work. Worked yesterday talking about talk radio, but... Is the Trump conspiracy theories totally unwinding? Now, our website is very good. Mark Crowley makes it good. The website is 710KNUS/Peter Boyles. And I did a column in the Chronicle entitled, I Heard It on the Radio. And it talks about what I think is headed our way. And when I wrote the column, I usually write them like a week before they get published. And I ended with, I hope everything I believe is to be true is not true, and I'm paraphrasing. It's true. So the lawsuits have begun. And Giuliani got hit yesterday with one, 107-page lawsuit. They filed it in Washington, D.C. And, of course, yesterday they walked the impeachment article across. And before that, it was Sidney Powell. I don't know why you sue Sidney Powell. It's like stepping on baby chicks. But they want $1.3 billion on Sidney. Now, Giuliani is a whole different mongambo. But they filed against Giuliani, who's the attorney for Donald Trump, former mayor, everybody knows the drill. It's a 107-page lawsuit. And what we're able to read, and they're going after him for lying and spreading disinformation. Now, I'm going to do a couple of different things because they all make sense. And Mike Roberts had a piece dropped this morning in Westward. It made me feel good after all of this. I don't know. I haven't gotten a text from Mark yet to see if it's up. But you can go to their website, Westward, one word, and headline Peter Boyles on backlash over arguing that Biden beat Trump. They picked a nice picture. So that's up. And you go to Westward, and in a while, Mark will have it over for us. So really want to start at the top with this with – And I'm not a fan of these people. This is the interesting part of all the ridiculous stuff that happens swirling around. And Roberts writes a little bit about it because he's asking me what was happening off air. We've got big shoulders. We've been through it before. So, there's nothing left but to call me dirty names. Gee, that's the first time in my life. But we were hipped about this. It's not a show that I watch. But apparently the guy who owns Dominion appears with Chris Cuomo. And he says, I got no choice. I think this is important. Billy, if you would play that.
Why sue?
We have no choice. Disinformation in elections is a huge problem. And what we are seeing right now, I don't think we've ever seen before. And it's affecting certainly our good name, and it's raising serious doubts in electors' minds across the country. And frankly, it's the only avenue that we have to rectify the situation.
The $1.3 billion, you say it's ruining your good name. Have you lost any contracts?
The $1.3 billion, there's certainly a lot of questions on that. So there is no money, Chris, that can even begin to make up for the damage and reputation that our company and the customers, the election officials that have used our technology to count ballots. And the actual calculation of the $1.3 billion is a legal calculation, and we will play that out in court. But if I could trade our reputation back from November 1st and go back before these false accusations were lobbed against us and our employees, I would do that in a heartbeat.
So the risks are you give a platform to this again and discovery. The people on the other side of the ball say, boy, I can't wait to get that Poulos and the other people under oath and bring up all the shady things they did for Biden and with their machines. You have no fear of any type of exposure.
Well, let me tell you something, Chris. Our space is so highly regulated. All of our source code, all of our pieces of technology are submitted to federal and state authorities for independent testing. They have all our equipment. We don't actually run elections. We supply technology for election officials to help voters vote and to help count paper ballots. And when there is any kind of indecision or concern regarding the scrutiny of the election, election officials hand count all of the paper ballots. They either do it in audits or they do a full recount, as was the case in the state of Georgia.
Okay. Now, he's telling you he has no fear. And as I, big deal, predicted, they'd wait till after the christening. Carlo and be Carlo, the godfather for Carlo and Connie. And they waited. And now the DOJ, now the president is a Democrat, a progressive. They got their hands on it. They've been bombing for talk radio for decades. And this one is also interesting. And we're playing Chris Cuomo and Kyle Clark, right? But listening to this mayor squirm and weasel out of a lawsuit, and they're coming. My grandma used to say, you know, about God and little green apples. So this Parker mayor, who did all these things, and he hosted these big rallies, and everybody jumped up and down, and I've warned everybody, stay the hell away from these things, but it didn't stop people. Names are spoken. You want to hear somebody try and squirm, weasel? He's jammed up. He's trying to figure a way how the hell either doesn't lose his job as mayor for being involved in a bunch of insanity, or he's trying to weasel out of getting away from Larry the lawyer. In the next hour, we're going to talk about the Dominion suits. We have a young reporter on from Westward, Casey Van Divers, I think, is how the last name is pronounced. So listen to this. This is very good. And I'm no Kyle Clark fan, and I'm certainly no Chris Cuomo fan, but it's what was said. Forget Kyle Clark. Listen to the mayor, Billy, if you would.
QAnon conspiracy theorists were front and center during the storming of the U.S. Capitol. And the mayor of Parker told me today that he made a mistake recently in sharing QAnon propaganda online. Mayor Jeff Toborg told me he was also mistaken when he recently joined an online group threatening public health workers by publishing their home addresses on the internet. I spoke with Mayor Toborg today about his connection to a number of fringe groups.
Let me just go on record, Kyle, as saying I denounce any violence of this type. You know, people cannot be made to feel unsafe or be made unsafe in their own home simply for the job they do.
So this is not the first time that you have aligned yourself with an effort to threaten Coloradans for doing their jobs. You're on the board of directors of a political group called FEC United, and you were present at a rally in October where the founder of FEC United, Joe Altman, spoke just minutes before you. You then spoke calling him Parker's favorite son. One of the things he said when he spoke was to threaten journalists who report on the political group that you sit on the board of. Altman said, "We're coming for you," talking about journalists. He said, "If you're part of the media and you write something bad about us, better take your byline off of it."
Right. So let me clarify some facts on that. I left FEC in August, September timeframe to run for mayor. I supported FEC in its original intent to help encourage churches, schools, and commerce to be reopened. By the time I was there, I was a mayoral candidate. I was no longer a part of that board.
You were present at the event. You spoke following the founder after he threatened journalists, and you complimented him. And my question is, why do you continue to associate yourself with extremist groups that threaten Coloradans for doing their jobs?
I recall saying that he's a favorite son of Parker because of his business here. But, Kyle, I have no affiliations with extremist groups.
So FEC is also building a sort of militia, the United American Defense Force, with the goal to, quote, defend and protect what is ours. As mayor of Parker, would you invite your former group's militia to operate within your town?
No, absolutely not. And I, you know, the Defense Force was a separate part of FEC.
So I'm trying to get this straight. So you're saying that even though you were on the board of directors of this political group that created a militia, you're not responsible for creating a militia?
Kyle, the piece that I was in had no part of the militia. We were FEC, which stood for Faith, Education, and Commerce. I had no part in the militia.
From the post that you put up about QAnon that you said you were not really aware of, you've also promoted the baseless conspiracy theories that the election was rigged and questioned the safety of the COVID vaccine, signed on to that group to dox public health workers, which you said you didn't know about, and then you were a board member and spoke at this rally where journalists were threatened by this group that also has a militia arm. Do you believe that your own actions qualify you as an extremist?
No, absolutely not.
Are you extremist absolutely. Curious?
No.
I'm not a fan of Kyle Clark, but he did that right. He did it right. I'm not a fan of Chris Cuomo's. He did it right. You know, truth is out there, you know, and if you block it and say stupid things like stupid things are being said, then you'll never know. You'll never know. That's somebody telling you, man. Somebody's telling you, don't smoke cigarettes. Oh, that's okay. All right, Ron, you're on the radio show. Thank you, and good morning.
Morning, Pete. Hey, as far as on this deal with the machines, is there – I know that he said that there's no monetary loss yet, but –
Oh, he said originally, there wasn't – I thought he said there wasn't – he couldn't make determination, but it was huge.
Right, okay. So how would you be able to – I mean, if you're
don't
not
know.
Having that loss
– Don't know.
How can you sue somebody –
Well, the damages.
Or – What damages have been done yet?
Listen to me again. It's image. It's personal people. I can't speak. I'm not the lawyer. What I'm saying to you, I've been through this before when they sue for damages. And damages are be determined by the jury or by the judge.
True.
I mean, you know, you can't make a question like that. They put a dollar amount on it, which is staggering, $1.3 billion. What that means,
well, right,
here's my best guess. They'll settle before they go to court.
Okay, but you know that anybody can sue anybody for any reason.
My friend,
reason,
listen to me. Don't dodge this. These are important. These are important lawyers. They've been over this. You're right. Anybody can sue anybody if that makes you feel good. The fact of the matter is this is only the beginning.
Okay. Well, then now getting to the deal with Trump, do you think that he incited this insurrection that
this is what the impeachment is about did Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump banged the drum. I think it was the inevitability. I think history is this great teacher.
I'm all for wondering where is the recording indicating that?
Well, where is it? Listen to me, my friend. It would be a series of events, a series of things being said. At the moment, at the time, I know that everybody, he didn't say go beat people up. But what was he saying leading up to it? It's called a drumbeat. Historians call it a drumbeat. And then it turns into a whirlwind. It turns into a hurricane. And was it at that moment? And that's what's going to be, that's what historians will deal with. That's what the courts will deal with. You know, it's up to
you.
Let me finish. Well, you're going to say, no, there's absolutely nothing to it. And I'll say, okay, fine.
I'm not going to say any of that.
That's your belief.
No, I'm not saying any of that.
Sure.
What I'm going to ask you, though, is are you not concerned or scared when you have somebody like Dershowitz who says,
don't ask me what I'm afraid of. I'm not afraid of anything.
Well, you as in general, not you as in specific, Pete.
Well, then don't say that. You'll say, what do you think about
fine.
That? How about that?
Okay, when Dershowitz says that there is nothing here.
Great.
It violates the Constitution.
Great.
But the Dems are saying, so what?
Great.
We're going forward anyway.
Great.
Doesn't that scare people?
No,
it scares the hell out of me.
Well, great. Great. We'll see.
Well, that should scare people.
No, it doesn't scare me. The truth is also this wonderful thing you can embrace if you're willing to.
Well, exactly. But you can't go after
I can do anything I want. My point of this is
not you.
There, thank you. So
the Dems cannot go after.
We're going to find out.
Trump.
They're going to find out.
They
aren't
can't.
They? Yes, they're going to find out.
If you haven't realized that the Dems are in superpower and people haven't realized that.
Elections have. Don't dance with this. The elections have consequences. The Democrats control the House, the Senate, executive branch, the DOJ. They're going to whatever they're going to do, they're going to do. But don't come on me. Leave that alone. What you're talking about now are in private sector lawsuits. And what the impeachment is a lawsuit.
I don't think that it's not going to go forward. Obviously,
good.
When you have
right.
the
okay,
Supreme
fine.
Court judge saying I'm not participating.
No, well, Randy Corcoran just sent me a text about that. And Randy is an attorney and I'm not. Randy said the Constitution only requires a Supreme Court Chief Justice for impeachment of the president. It is silent on a former president. That's from Randy this morning. I don't know. I'm telling you, Ron. I mean, you know, everybody's got, you know, staking things out. Well doesn't matter anymore. So does
hey,
it
right
matter
back
anymore.
At you, man. Right back at you, brother.
No, I'm not making that prediction. I'm saying we will see.
Exactly. I appreciate everything, brother. I really do.
All right, man. You're kind. Thanks. 303. All right, man. 303-696-1971. It is only beginning. It is the gathering storm. And it's frightening. The new column I wrote, 710KNUS/Peter. I heard it on the radio. This stuff scares me. It doesn't scare the guys that aren't in the business. I'm in the business. Love the business. A bunch of rooks come into business and they did what they did. And here comes these people. And they're going to lay the wood. If I think ultimately where they're going up and down. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not going to read stuff, stupid stuff. I might as well read this. What the hey, right? Get the hell off conservative radio. You don't belong here. When you leave tomorrow, please don't retire. Or please don't return. All right. See, this is the interesting about truth. Is conservative radio a bunch of liars? Is liberal radio a bunch of liars? No. It's opinion. But when you say something is a fact, and you grab somebody by the scruff of their neck, and you haul them into the public spotlight, and you work them over, and they have to hide from threats. Now you got a problem. Conservative radio is, if that is, then it's stupid radio. If people think they could sit down behind or front one of these microphones and do that kind of stuff, not knowing, not never schooled into business, no one ever taught them anything, or they never listened. When people said, don't do this, see the old timers that had been through lawsuits and been knocked around. Nah. And so if that's your idea of conservative radio, that you can sit and tell lies and not have ramifications or repercussions, and that's what's happened to the business. And it scares me. I love this business. It's been so good to me and my family, you know, old five and dimers, man, that have survived in the business. You can't do this stuff. You can't tell these lies. You can tell them if you want to. But now the worm has taken another turn. And now everybody's going to find out. Donald Trump's going to find out. Giuliani's going to find out. You know, Metaxas is going to find out. All these guys. And once this blood is in the water, and it is in the water, it's going to start. So I don't know. Time to save some money, find ways to cut spending, review most of your budget and where it's going, and it happens to be your mortgage. Do something about it. Call my friends at American Financing for a free mortgage review, because a lower rate can mean hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars in monthly savings. It really is worth a call. Learn more. And again, they did this for me last year. Call them up, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. You can apply online, AmericanFinancing.net. But you make the call, 303-695-7000. Lock this rate in now. It's going to take, you know, it takes a while to get it done. But there's no pressure, no obligation, no upfront fees. It's a simple conversation around your needs. They're good guys. I can't tell you how cool they were treated, man. I'll tell you what, can you consolidate debt into paying off high interest rate credit cards? Yes. Can you drop your mortgage rate? Yes. Get rid of mortgage insurance? Yes. You won't know for sure until you call American Financing, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000.
Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. This is the Peter Boyles Show.
Here we go, everybody. 24 after the hour 7, 724. Good morning. Snow kind of quit. Tuesday morning, light snow and cold. 25 will be the high. Stevie Wonder. Tomorrow, sunny, 43 degrees. I got tomorrow off and Thursday and Friday off and Monday and Tuesday off. And Stephen Tubbs steps in for three mornings this week. And then Randy and Jimmy share next week. And I'll come back. 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station. Go to Larry on one. Larry, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
This is a little different than what you've been, but I've got some information about the redistricting committee for the census political redistricting of the state, which has been controlled not by the redistricting committee in the past, but the past two instances, the Supreme Court has overruled them, the Colorado Supreme Court. The redistricting commission is first willowed, the applicants are first willowed by a random drawing, and that the results of that drawing are further selected by the redistricting staff.
Tell me, Larry, with respect, tell me where this ends, please.
Say it again.
Tell me where all of this ends.
Well, I'm trying to point out that there's a real reason for suspecting the election process entirely. Why do we have to have machines involved? A yellow pad and a number two pencil.
Well, but we have gone.
I mean, an absolute accurate count.
But hang on here a second. When I was a boy, we were machines. My first time I voted, it was a voting machine. I never used a pencil and a piece of paper to vote in person. I think we should go back to in-person voting. I mean, all the kinds of things that I did as a young man, but I don't follow what you're talking about.
Well, District 7 looks like a Rorschach 8-block test.
That's how they look. The power that can redistrict, that's what happened to Tancredo.
No, that was the power of the Supreme Court.
No, I understand that, but who was in charge when they did it?
Well, the Democrats. The legislature.
The Democrats.
Yeah. Well, District 3 goes down the...
But listen, one more time, Larry, with respect. When these people got their hands on the throttle, they redistrict seats so they could win. They had the power to do it. I agree with you.
Well, but in my view, it really is a demonstration of corruption.
Well, we can call it whatever we want to call it, but it's what they were able to do under the law.
Well, and the mail-in ballot is another avenue for corruption.
The only time that they had mail-in ballots used to be were for... The military, the guys and men and women who were in the military, they would use mail-ins. But
absolutely, but there's no problem with.
I understand
absentee ballots. But there is a problem with universal mail ballots.
Well, and again, that is for a future to decide on what they want to do. But that right now, I mean, again, I think this is headed back to another direction. But what I'm saying to you is, I wish you had a lineup, show an ID. You know, sign your name on the home you live in, prove who you are, and vote. Now, it doesn't mean anything would have been different, because in the states where, you know, the system was universal, sometimes people win, sometimes they lose, but you can't win one state and then lose another and claim that state was rigged, because you've already won over here. But I don't want to, I promised myself I wouldn't do this, and I don't want to do it, but I want to respect your call. And, you know, and they have to... They, meaning from the top down, have to retrench and get back to the system. The first time I ever voted, and I voted my dad and I, we went to a elementary school close to the house, and the old man parked a car, and there were poll watchers, and there were union guys standing outside with sandwich boards on them, and we went in, and I had to show them my driver's license, and I was registered to vote, and I had my little strip that the union gave me on who to vote for. I went in the booth, you know, pulled the curtain, hit the straight ticket, and all the things jumped over, and I pulled a lever like a slot machine. I voted.
Okay, and at that point in time, we had good reason to respect the outcome of the vote.
I understand.
At the moment, there is suspect.
I understand.
Whether it's real or not,
well,
there
it's
is
real.
Suspect
it's
that our election system
Listen,
now
first
is
of all,
corrupt.
Well, it's real, but people made it into it's corrupt, and that's what all these lawsuits are going to be about, because people said things about legitimate corporations that damaged them. And whether it's true or not, you want to believe it, that's fine. It will be proven in a courtroom, in a series of courtrooms.
I doubt that.
Oh, you hide and watch, pal. You hide and watch. There, listen.
Well, I'll tell you what else, and here it goes again. Follow the money. The voting machine people had a ton of money, and we don't even know where it went.
Well,
we
do.
They're asking for another ton of money.
Well, listen, but that's aside from what you're talking about.
A little bit away from it.
But what these guys are going to do, this is why the show, I think, is important this morning. They have announced on several levels they're coming. And I don't know if you've ever been through it before. I don't know, but they sat down, the attorneys, groups of attorneys. They have this law firm that's pretty hardcore, and they defend on all cases like this. And they filed this 107-page lawsuit in federal district court and yesterday, and they accused Giuliani of all these different things. Now, you think that this guy, they didn't sit in a big boardroom with 85 lawyers and said, are we exposed? Can we lose this? And the guy said, no, we can't, or I'm believing this is what happened. And they said, okay, pull the pin. And now, it's not going to be up to them to prove. It has to be up to Giuliani to prove what he says is true. And they're going to give him, and you can hear the guy talking. He said, oh, you know, we'll let them have whatever they want to look at. And there, my friend, is where it's going to get good. I really appreciate your call, Larry. Well thought out. Thank you, sir. Thank you. 303-696-1971. I think, and again, I'm no fan of Chris Comos, but I think when he has this guy on yesterday, he said, no, we don't have anything to hide. We're going to do it. And they made a decision. And it was what I predicted would happen. It has nothing to do. It's slander and libel. It has nothing to do with conservative talk radio or liberal talk radio or, you know, go do things to yourself. It only is the truth. And if you think believing a lie makes it a conservative show, then knock yourself out. But things are going to change. And it's not going to be good. Groundbreaking, and again, this advanced FUE treatments from Advanced Hair Restoration, finally here in Denver. And you got a receding hairline, you got a bald spot, you got thinning hair, and especially if you're a young guy, this is the good stuff. And I met with Tanya Paul, she's a surgeon, Farah. These men and women are the best, highly experienced team, state-of-the-art technology, the best of the best. Advanced FUE treatment takes one day. It's pain-free. New hair starts growing the very next day, 100% guaranteed. And if it's you, and it could be you, I would urge you to do this. Make the phone call, maybe for your dad, your husband. AdvancedHair.com. Look at the website by yourself. Advanced Hair, AdvancedHair, AdvancedHair.com. 720-459-HAIR, 720-459-HAIR. One-day treatment, life-changing results. They're confidential or private. I mean, they really keep it to themselves. You meet with them. I've been in their office. The standard of care is the best. To celebrate this special offer, $250 off, 250 free hair grafts. Please just get more. Advanced Hair, you don't have to call them. But look at the web. AdvancedHair.com or 720-459-HAIR. I will try John. John, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing there? I've listened to you since the 70s when you had your other co-host.
I never, with Bob Lee, I did a record.
Well,
yeah,
80s
record
or whatever. Yeah, okay. But you had Berg, right?
But we weren't partners. We were just, we didn't work together. We worked together, but never together on the air.
yesterday. I've been listening to Seth.
I can't hear you. Something's wrong with your phone.
Okay, I've been listening to Seth.
Speak up, please. John, I can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, I've been listening to you guys.
Now you drifted. You drifted away again. Please come back. Put your mouth on the and talk.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. What I listen to the left and the right. You know what I mean? The different stations.
John, stay on your speaker, please.
Okay, hang on for a minute. Let me call you back.
Sure. All right, 303-6. Hey, great. 303-696-1971. A piece appeared called Eric Coomer on Dominion, Daily Threats and the Damage Done to a Fair Election. We'll do that at the top of the hour. I got a bunch of days off, and believe me when I tell you, and I think I was pretty honest with talking to Roberts about what it was like off air and what we went through, and I haven't heard from Mark yet. He may be busy this morning, but go to the Westward's site, and it's their story this morning, and I think it's Peter Boyle's on backlash over arguing that Biden beat Trump, and the piece I did, and I'm really proud of it. I mean, I'm not always proud of everything we do here, but I get to write a column for the Chronicle that Chuck and Julie own, and I entitled it, I Heard It on the Radio, and this was before everything that's happened now in the courtrooms and the rest of his stuff. But I talked about talk radio, which is, you know, a life for me, a passion for me. And what I think, and I said, what I think is going to happen. I just pulled it up to see how I ended it. And I ended it with, P.S., I hope I'm 100% wrong about everything I wrote in this column today. Thanks for reading it. And it doesn't look like that's going to be the case. And I don't want to go back and play out all the junk, but I do want to talk about what is to come. And they delivered the Trump impeachment yesterday, and that has meaning. And they've announced, all these guys who have been walking around in these Dominion voting systems have announced they're coming after a lot of people. And the great sadness is it got served up to them. And we're going to learn stuff, and stuff that people don't want to learn. And I just think it's sad that we have to come to this. We've made such headways. Talk radio now has an important part in our country. When I first started doing this business, and the guy mentioned AB, you know, we were kind of the sideshow clown show. We got, you know, the news guys looked down on us. The Post and the News were both, you know, morning and afternoon papers, and then two morning papers. They looked down on talk radio. The television guys at 4 and 9, they looked down on us. Now they don't. And the advent of that was the one and only Rush Limbaugh. Limbaugh changed it. And then we all kind of, you know, got into, and I was in the business before, you know, I'd been a disc jockey and I've been a traffic reporter and all these different gigs, but when Limbaugh hits, and he's such an explosion that he literally takes on the Clintons, and he changes it because they pay attention to him. Remember, he would write books, and they would go in and steal his books out of the bookshelves, and he could sell a million copies, and New York Times would never recognize what he had done. And he was like this brilliant guy that showed up, and he made talk radio important. Remember the Congress? It was when Newt Gingrich went in, they called it the Limbaugh Congress. They brought Limbaugh in and as a tribute to thank you for us winning. He had that kind of stroke, and everybody's in on this. And talk radio became this wonderful voice against mainstream press and crazy politicians. And you know, and I was lucky enough to go along for the ride. And now we've hit this point, and I am telling you, my grandma used to say, as sure as God made little green apples. And you can call me a drunk and a bum, and you know, whatever the hell you want to call me. It doesn't stop. It's, you know, if that's all you got, as the man said, you need more. So here are we. So now these lawsuits have been filed, and they have intent. Ultimately, I think I read a guy's opinion. Ultimately, they're headed for Donald Trump with these lawsuits. They'll go up and down. And, you know, what was the line? You know, who gave the green light on Frank Pantangelo? He said, hey, small potatoes. The small potatoes in this business, they're here. The big potato is, if they can bail, if they can bang Giuliani, then it's over. And they will. Sidney Powell, I don't know what the sense is. As I said, Sidney Powell's like stepping on baby chicks. Lynn Wood, the guy's gone crazy. Calling for executing a vice president. Martial law, and they're going to use these people? Watch. All right, 25, light snow. If you are suffering from shoulder pain, your knees, your neck, I mean, I have become great friends. Dr. Hightender is my guy. You got pain in your shoulders, and even when you're laying in bed, you can't, what did Joe Williams tell me? He said, I can't ski anymore because of my knees. You've been diagnosed with arthritis in your shoulders, or you're told you need surgery. Your knees, your back, I don't care. I mean, you know, it hurts. I know guys that are just living in pain, and I tell them, go see Hightender. Denver Physical Medicine today, reschedule a free shoulder pain consultation. Discuss your case. Denver Physical Medicine, 303-757-7272, 303-757-7272. Visit them online, denverphysicalmedicine.com, denverphysicalmedicine.com. The staff-friendly pro, and he's like the best guy. He's like the burly character, man. He's like, I wrestled, and I said, I bet you did, but he's the good guy. Denver Physical Medicine is, they have medical doctors, physical therapists, chiropractors, massage therapists, all under one roof. They're close to I-25 and South Colorado Boulevard. They'll walk you in. Free. Seen a man for the first time. What's the F word? Free. Denver Physical Medicine, 303-757-7272. What the hey? You know, go and see him. 303-757-7272. Online, denverphysicalmedicine.com.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. When radio counts, count on Peter Boyles.
746, the phones are jacked. The Empire Strikes Back. We go, well, waiting. Did that light up? We got him, Billy? We're having problems getting to Alpine, so with apologies. We have one guy on the phone. I was wondering why we're only doing one call at a time, and apparently the phones are jacked. Line one works, and that's it. Good morning. We haven't had, like, full lines, I think, any time this morning. I said, what's going on? Well, we got the Billy Thorpe hotline. The piece that appeared in Westward this morning, Mark Crowley, now put on our website, and you can see it, 710knus.com. /Peter, and the columns there as well. We lost our caller. Our caller dropped. 303-696-1971. There was a piece that appeared the 8th of January about locally here, about this guy's in hiding and why he is in hiding. And this is all part of these lawsuits with Dominion. So we'll do that at the top of the hour. I have time off. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm picking books, you know, what I want to take with me and get some, what somebody say, well-deserved rest, right? A lot of don't come backs. That's always attractive. So a couple of days, and Stephen Tubbs, who I'm texting with this morning, Stephen has Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I think I'm going to have lunch with Randy today. And then I got a bunch of stuff to do. I got the dentist and, you know, just getting stuff. When you go away, I got to make sure of stuff. And so I think Randy's got Monday and Jimmy's got Tuesday, then I'm back. It is indeed, I've gotten six ski days in. It is wonderful. Winter Park is just all time. People say, what's it like? I said, I don't know. You know, what do I know about skiing? But it's great. Snow's great. Weather's great. And that's Winter Park. And all this goes through, of course, the river runs through it. Visit Larson Ski and Sport. All your new gear, or rental gear for the season. It snowed up there last night. The weekend, if I was here in Denver, I'd be bombing. So get ready to have some fun, but take it from me. John Marriott and the guys at Larson Ski and Sport are the best. Snowboard gear, if your kids are boarders, ski gear. They call demos, which is like new stuff, or buy new stuff. You had enough of your old stuff. Or just buy everyday rentals and get stuff for your kids, grandkids. Rent for kids and grandkids because it ain't going to fit next year. The guys at Larson take time to get to know you and the family. They know you when you come in. Match with all the right brands. Enjoy your time on the hill. John Marriott is the good guy. I met his dad a couple Saturdays ago. Your feet hurt from ski boots. They have the boot whisperers. Customer boot, again, you come in, boot fitting experts. They do custom fitting. They're so convenient. You stop on your way up the hill, stop on your way home. The big wooden building south of I-70 on Kipling. So you're heading westbound on I-70, heading in the mountains. Here comes the Kipling exit. Go down a ramp. Get off, get down a ramp. Stay on the left side. You hit the bottom. There's a light. Make a left. Go back under I-70. Heading south. Look to your right. You see an empty village in, and then boom, a great big wooden box building. Park and walk in. 7 days a week, it's Larson's. John and the guys at Larson's, absolutely the experts, everything they need. Helmets, goggles, whatever you need, they got. And they're family guys, and they do it right. They're my friends, Larson Ski and Sports, south of I-70 on Kipling. The website is Larson Sport, L-A-R-S-O-N, larsonsport.com, 303-423-0654, 303-423-0654. Our website this morning, which is the Mark Crowley website, 710knus.com, a column that I wrote that I tagged it out that I hope everything I wrote about in the column would not come true, and it is. And then another piece that's been written about the radio show is pretty good, entitled Peter Boyle's on Backlash over arguing that Biden beat Trump. That is up. And I don't know, waiting for the light. We got this. We got one phone. We're trying to get Brian, okay, to do the market report. With apologies, everybody. We're having phone geek outs. We're watching, and I kind of pull a theme together, hopefully, and it never always works. Sometimes just talk radio, no one controls it, has a mind of its own, just flies off in another direction. But is the Trump – there he is. All right, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, from a seemingly abandoned warehouse. Where you been? We got, our phone is whack, so
remember. I tell you what, hey, tell Brian to pay the bills over there.
Or
these phone lines working.
Or after this last 3 months, it could be something else.
That's true. You never know. So hey, Pete, I'm gonna make this quick since you're down to one line there. We take a look at the 3 major indexes. The Dow is positive at 124. NASDAQ is flat, and the S&P is up 6.95. Here's the key. We got a lot of volatility right now. This week, we're going to have 20% of the S&P companies are going to be releasing their earnings. So we want to keep an eye on that. That's really going to drive the market. But, yeah, man, just been taking it easy a little bit and, you know, heading up to the mountains, and that's about it.
Skiing's great. I mean, I'm a Winter Park guy, but it has been incredible. Just, you know,
you can't complain.
Either I hit it right or it's always right. I don't know, but you know, it's like you're and it started to snow, and it was in the light. And the Irish, you know what the Irish say when it rains and the sun's out? You ever heard that expression?
No.
The devil's beating his wife. I'm not making this up. And like they would say, like it's sunny but raining. And,
oh, wow.
And I was, it was sunny and snowing. And I said to myself, self, the devil's beating his wife. That was some Mick thing that they'd say. And I heard it said, like, when I was a kid, the devil's beating his wife. And so, you tell me.
Well,
I don't know.
I tell you what, I can't believe all the growth up there. That's what surprises 20. Me. That place
still
is
the best.
Just booming.
Still, it's my home. I love you. I'll talk to you in a week.
All right.
Thanks, Bubba.
All right, see you now. Bye-bye.
Yeah, the devil's beating his wife. Anybody else ever heard that? You got a what? What a disclaimer I have to... Oh, for Brian. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
Has anybody else ever heard that? The devil's beating his wife. And it's sunny but raining. Or it was snowing, but it was sunny. I was at the base of Winter Park, and we're heading over the Gemini Lift, and it was like, wait a minute. It's sunny and snowing. And I said, oh, the devil's beating his wife. Everybody kind of looks at you like, what? But I heard that when I was a kid, and they say it in Ireland. And the other cool thing I read yesterday, because I'm reading about 28 different things, but I'm still working on this Eric Larson's book on Churchill and the Blitz. So the Blitz begins, and there's a big zoo in London. And you ever read about the Berlin Zoo in the end of 1945? It's horrible. But the zookeepers go into the zoo and kill all the poisonous snakes and kill all the poisonous spiders. And their thought was, my God, if these things, you know, if they blow up the zoo and these things get loose, So they go in. I'd never read that before. They go in the zoo, kill every poisonous spider and every poisonous snake. But they actually had a thing where a zebra got loose in London in a bombing. And the book is, it's just incredible. So we'll come back and we'll talk about Dominion. We'll continue with open lines. Everything's up on the web now, 710KNUS/Peter Boyles. The backlash story and the column is up. And I don't know what we'll see what we can do with these phones. Hang on, everyone, 710KNUS.